Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, listen, if things are feeling a little discombobulated in your life, I don't want you to worry about it, all right? You can certainly call me about it, but let me just explain to you before you actually call me about it that the full moon will occur in about 24 hours, all right? So technically, not tonight, but tomorrow night is the full moon. Okay, so it's actually halfway between. It's going to be the full moon is halfway between tonight and tomorrow night. Because I think it happens at like 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern time tomorrow. So, okay, this is called for the next three moons. This one, there's one October 27th and September, I think, 28th, something like that. So the next three moons are called Sturgeon moons. They're called Sturgeon moons by Native Americans because, as most of you know, the moon has an elliptical orbit around the Earth. It's not completely round. So for the next 3 months, it's closest to the Earth than it usually is. So it appears like 30% bigger than it usually does when it's the perigee is opposed to the apogee. Apogee is farther away. Perigee is closest. So in the next couple of months where it's so close, it appears 30% bigger than it would if it was at its farthest, and about 15% bigger than it does ordinarily. All right. So, and the reason that the Native Americans called it the Sturgeon Moon is because they felt it was easier to catch fish during these periods of the moon. You know, and I think that the Native people, indigenous people, almost by definition, were better in touch with the set of cycles that go on in nature, right? Whether we're talking about seasons or we're talking about planting or we're talking about any one of a number of things that occur in Mother Nature that we kind of get divorced from because we have things like electricity, air conditioning, cars, shoes. I mean, all sorts of things that literally remove us a bit from the basics of human existence. So the reason I say this is everybody I've talked to about with the exception of you guys seem to be pretty stable. Trevor, are you having one of those couple of days where things are just a little out of whack for you, or are you okay?
Nah, I feel pretty good. I've had a good week.
Well, it's not necessarily that you feel it's not necessarily you feel bad. It's just that the thing about the moon is that most of us who sort of are in touch with the public have the sense of when there's a full moon, even if we're not, we haven't actually checked it out. And so I was talking with a couple of people in the last 24 hours who all have said, one described things as just being, well, one used kind of a rude word, which I will not use, which meant crummy, right? So you can use your own imagination there. So I called up and said, listen, everything's going to be okay. And he said, yeah, I know. And another person was saying, you know, I'm not sleeping. And I said, yeah, I know. I actually had to close, and I never close the shades where I live. You know, I have no problem waking up with the sun and then going back to sleep. But the moon was so bright last night, I thought I had to get up early because I had to go and argue with the tax office today, which turns out it's not a good idea to ever try and do that, number one. That basically never do it when there's a full moon. And basically, you can't argue with the tax people. What you can do is drop off stuff and email stuff. But I've done it before, and they just never get back to you. And at this point, my bank sent a lot of checks to the tax department that shouldn't have gone there. So I'm trying to get my money back. Good luck. And even the guards at the door said, good luck, Cookie. Missy, they said, Missy, Dr. Missy to you. Okay, that is what I said. Because there's no sense getting a guard mad at you. There's no sense getting anybody mad at you. So I just wanted you guys to know that it's probably not you. Maybe, but maybe not. All right? 855-993-7569. It is National Bow Tie Day. Trevor, be honest with me. Have you ever worn a bow tie that wasn't with a tux in your life?
Do you know what? I haven't.
Thank God.
Why do you think
I worry a little bit.
They're kind of popular. People tend to wear them voluntarily pretty often.
I know. But there, it used to be kind of a sign of someone who was strange. That's the only word.
It's a little tweedy, kind of a tweedy thing to do.
Yeah. I think you have to be on a college campus. And I think you have to wear suspenders with it at the same time. I'm not sure exactly. And maybe saddle shoes. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are. Some guy who is a Bo Brummo will call and tell us exactly what the deal is about bow ties.
Yep.
And, you know, then there's the issue of clip-on versus clip-on versus tied. Can you tie your own bow tie? Do you have a tux?
I do have a tux. I had one from being in a performing college ensemble. But,
there you go.
It was
did you sing?
No, I was a trumpeter.
Trumpeter. There
That's
you
right.
go. Mr. Lips. Cool.
But, yeah, the bow tie was pre-tied. I couldn't get it. I mean, I can tie a regular tie like a fiend, but, you know, bow ties are one other thing.
All right, two things. First of all, have you seen the new kind of Windsor ties that are double knot on the Windsor?
I have seen. You're talking
about
those
are fantastic,
like, really ornate and kind of have a pattern to the actual knot.
No. I'm saying that they're, you know, Windsor knot is that kind of fancy knot, right?
Yeah, like a half Windsor and then a full Windsor.
Yeah, but this is a double Windsor. I've only seen it once, and I said to the guy who was on the train, and I said, "That looks fantastic," because it does. I mean, it looks so ornate is probably as good a word as any. And the tie itself was an unremarkable tie. It was okay, but what you noticed was a double knot. I'd never seen it before.
Isn't that anything like the double ties that were on Back to the Future? Remember the Back to the Future, the second one? The fashion was to wear two neckties.
No, this one isn't two ties. It's just two knots.
I'm kidding.
Oh. Don't kid when there's a full moon. You should know better than that. All right, so double Windsor. All right, so I actually there was a big radio event, a big black tie radio event, and one of the suits at the station I was working for at the time asked me to be his date, which I thought was really fun. Except it turned out to be a little weird because people wanted to get their picture taken with me, and it kind of miffed him, which was completely unexpected on my part. I thought it was kind of weird and fun, but he wasn't that amused. But anyway, he showed up at my house, and he said that he'd forgotten his tie. And not only did I had three black ties, two of them you self-tied, and one of them was already tied, and I could actually tie the tie. I guess that's kind of one of the things that you learn if you're, I don't know. I think an awful lot of women can tie their men's ties just because it's important to us when we go out with our guys that their ties not look dumb. So if they don't know how to do it, we learn how to do it for them. I don't think guys learn that for us. I don't think they learn how to, like, put on makeup for us so we don't look stupid. I think they just figure, eh. I don't think you guys notice to a certain extent, which is sort of the good news, bad news. And do not ever ask a guy, does this make me look fat? All right, so we've now covered that. All right, it's National Bow Tie Day. Some guy with a bow tie can call up and defend all men who wear bow ties, and I will give you certainly equal time. It's National Red Wine Day, which is certainly a reason to wear a bow tie, because if you're going to spill red wine, you're not going to hit your bow tie, right? Because they're right underneath your neck. As opposed to your regular tie, you're going to get red wine all over it. A National Cherry Turnover Day, same problem. And it is, dun, 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 National Radio Commercial Day. Folks, all right, for all of you who plan to badmouth the fact that radio carries commercials, understand that's why you don't have to pay a subscription fee to listen to the radio. It's because somebody else is paying us, so you don't have to. So I am brought to you because of the largesse and the interest of my advertisers. So this is a day to applaud all my sponsors, right? And my sponsors are really actually pretty cool. And they let me kind of mess with the copy, and they sort of are willing to deal with my questions, and especially if I'm sort of reading the commercials, though, because I check them out. I'm not going to read something that I don't think is cool, and because I figure you guys, my credibility is awfully important to me. So, all right, so bow tie, red wine, cherry turnover, all of which, you know, two out of three, or at least maybe three out of three, are messy. And Radio Commercial Day, which allows you to listen to me and call at a toll-free number, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, today in history. Now understand that today in history is not necessarily going to be influenced by the fact that we're talking about a Sturgeon moon tomorrow, because obviously moon, the phases of the moon are every 28 days, right? So it's not necessarily going to be on the same day, same time. In fact, no, it's not going to be that. Actually, when I couldn't sleep last night because of the full moon, figured out that basically it's going to be 25 months, which is a little over 2 years, obviously, until there's another full moon. I think until there's another blue moon, I think that's what I figured out. Because I figured out, for the first time really, that a blue moon has to happen, the first moon, a blue moon is two full moons in the same month. So it either has to happen on the first, second, or third, depending on the month. Because if it happens on the third, that can only be in a month that has 31 days. So basically, half the time, it has to be on the first or the second. And occasionally it can be in February, but not very often. So it has to be on the first or the second. The first full moon has to be the first or the second for there to be two. And occasionally it can be as late as the third, but only in months that have 31 days. When you can't sleep, I figure these kinds of things out. I don't know if it's the mathematician or the scientist in me. At any rate, okay, on this day in history, in 1565, Pedro Menendez de Avila sites land near St. Augustine, Florida, and founds the oldest continuously occupied European established city in the continental United States. You knew that, right? St. Augustine was the oldest city in America?
I actually did know that. I had heard that before.
Yeah, and it's not only the oldest continuously occupied, it's just the oldest and probably in terms of population as well. Okay, sorry, that was a Florida joke. In 1609, Henry Hudson discovered Delaware Bay. So it's an interesting time of year in terms of discovery. All right. In 1789, William Herschel discovers a new moon of Saturn in Enceladus. So there you go. Right, the moons of Saturn. And the rings of Saturn, I think. Saturn is much more known for its rings than its moons. 1830, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad's new Tom Thumb steam locomotive races a horse-drawn car, presaging steam's role in U.S. railroads. That must have been really fun to watch, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's America's fascination with speed and with cars. And car chases.
Definitely.
Right? And continues to this day in the movies. And Fast and Furious, what, 7? 1833, the Slavery Abolition Act, 1833, receives royal assent, abolishing slavery through most of the British Empire. Now remember, Civil War didn't happen until 1865, right? So we're talking about another 30-some years before slavery was abolished in the United States. Just to give us some historical perspective, which is why I like doing this. In 1845, the first issue of Scientific American magazine is published. Think about that. 1845, Scientific American. Dun, dun, dun. Well, we've always had a fascination with science. I guess that's part of being a new country. In 1859, the Carrington event disrupts electrical telegraph services and causes aurora to shine so brightly that they are seen clearly over the Earth's middle latitudes. Huh. That'd be pretty interesting. That'd probably be very scary. On 1898, Caleb Branham invents the carbonated soft drink that will later be called, do you remember what it's called?
Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi-Cola.
Yeah.
Caleb Branham. Why didn't they call it Caleb Cola?
It doesn't quite have the ring to it.
I don't know. I think Caleb Cola is kind of cool.
Let's find out why they called it Pepsi. I'll work on that.
Probably because of Pep.
Oh.
Right, you work on that. I don't know. But that, if I had to guess, is, wow, peppy. 1937, Toyota Motors becomes an independent company. In 1963, a march on Washington for jobs and freedom, the Reverend Martin Luther King gives his I Have a Dream speech. Did you realize that was today?
I didn't, not until I saw that. That was kind of wild.
I don't think I know that either.
Yeah.
That's certainly one of those remarkable, I mean, what an orator. You know, it just what I just saw David Oyelowo in a new movie. But his playing Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma was really, I thought he should have hands down won the Oscar for Best Actor. I don't know. I think there was kind of a backlash going on there for reasons that don't make a whole lot of sense to me. But he's a really nice guy. I've met him. He's a Brit. And he's in a movie where I don't think the movie's terrific, but he is. In 2004, Software Freedom Day is established and is first observed. I don't think firstly observed is actually English. But I think once you're talking about the Internet, that all the rules about grammar go out the window anyway. And it seems that the fact that the Scientific American was established on this day, there, and it's a story, maybe I'll just sort of cover it in a little bit now. which is one of the things that I keep talking with you guys about. And it's really not to badmouth necessarily the people who are doing the research, but to say that you need to be really critical in your thinking when you read, especially headlines on scientific journals or scientific articles. Not so much the journals, although sometimes the journals, but in popular publications. Scientists replicated 100 recent psychology experiments, and more than half of them failed. And the idea is that, replication is one of the two. You have to be able to verify it and replicate it. That's one of the two signposts of the scientific method. So when they take older studies and reproduce them, see if the findings hold up. So it seems that way too often we hear about researchers trying to replicate studies. They have called this a crisis of irreproducibility. That doesn't make any sense. This was published in Science Today. 270 researchers from around the world tried to replicate 100 recent findings. Only 36% showed results that were consistent with the original findings. When they say more than half, basically a lot more than half, two-thirds almost, failed. So there we say, the question is that there was actually a paper that was printed that said most published research findings are wrong. They were all published in the best journals, so no one would expect the quality of the research and the false rates to be higher if studies from all journals were assessed. And they're trying to figure out just why. They said replication is difficult. The chance of reproducing a study and arriving at the same results, especially in a field like psychology where local culture and context are so important, is next to nil. There's actually three typos in this thing so far, which doesn't speak well for science either. And my point is that a lot of the studies that are coming out now are studies where they go through the literature and take a number of studies and mash them together. And if one study can't be replicated, think about how often you're going to replicate the errors if you bunch them together. So part of it is that some of the studies are run in different countries. Different thought patterns, different researchers, different hypotheses, and just plain wrong research. So, which is not to say that you shouldn't trust science. It's to say you shouldn't trust reports. You should look at them carefully and see how they did it and what sense it makes. And ideas are for using, not believing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm really embarrassed about this. I listen to you a lot, and I know that my husband having porn has, you know, it's fine. It has nothing to do with me, and I get that. But I was picking up laundry yesterday and knocked a couple of things under the bed to get at some of his boxers, and out poured porn I couldn't be okay with. It was like incest.
What do you mean, like incest?
It was like a magazine, but one of those small book magazines, very cheap, with fathers and daughters and mothers and sons and
yeah.
threesomes involving family members. What do I do?
Is it called incest porn? I mean,
no, I don't honestly remember the name of the book, but I remember the words and what I saw and the pictures and stuff, and I don't know what to do about this.
Do you have kids?
No.
How long have you been married?
A little over 3 years.
How old are you?
30.
How old is he?
32.
Well, you know, I think since clearly, this is upsetting. I would sort of put it out on the bed. I would, you know, put it out and sort of let him come and talk with you about it. I think wandering in and saying, you know, what's this all about? Basically, it sounds to me that you're really in search of information more than anything else. I understand that you're upset. Pardon?
I'm uncertain. I mean, what is...
Well, I think that's what
I said.
Well, that's exactly it. That I think you're in search of information of you know, what does this mean? Why is this? And the thing is, if you go in loaded for bear, you're not going to get anything. He's going to say, you know, it was a friend, it was a joke, I just put it under the bed because, you know, and you're not going to get any information. And I think presumably what you want to know is, what is this about? Is it, I mean, that you've moved from fantasy to some kind of bizarre reality here, and without saying that, I mean, I think you need some information from him, and the more confrontational you are, the more judgmental you are, the less likely you are to find out anything. So I think what I would tend to do is I would put it on the bed, and presumably he can't ignore it. It's going to be there,
right.
And he's going to do one of two things. Either he's going to sort of put it back under the bed and pray or get rid of it, at which point I still think you have to have a discussion,
right.
Or he's going to sort of say, you know, I need to talk with you about this. You know, I'm really embarrassed. A friend gave this to me a long time ago. I've had it for a long time. I didn't know what to do about it. I mean, I don't know. And you can certainly call me back once he's talked with you about it, but it seems to me at this moment you're really in search of information.
I can't possibly imagine. I mean, he's not...
Well, I don't want you to imagine anything. I want him to explain to you what's going on here.
Okay.
Okay, and
thank
you can call me back if you need to.
But I will.
Be curious, not furious at this moment, okay?
I'll try.
I know.
Thank you.
I know. You're welcome. Tisha, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I visited ex-in-laws over the weekend, and I had been advised by my family in the past that I should really move on and not go to visit. But I, just because I divorced my husband, I do miss them.
How long have you been divorced?
2 years.
Do you have children? I mean, are they grandparents as well?
No, this was a sister-in-law.
Okay.
But my big issue was coming back, and then the last 2 days I have been depressed, and I get angry that my husband, you know, he made a decision to stay with alcohol and drugs, and I walked away. And I just, I'm angry at that, and just the visit, I believe, has brought all that up, and I don't know if I'm doing myself a good thing by bringing these feelings up so that hopefully that I can digest them and then
bring them up to whom? To you or to your...
To myself. You know, I visited, I have these feelings again, whereas before I was moving on, but the feelings are quite strong.
Well, Tisha, I mean, I think you need to sort of differentiate two different categories. One is to, I mean, if the reason that you stay in touch with your in-laws is to still have a connection to your ex,
no.
I don't think that makes any sense. If you can sort of view your in-laws as separate from your husband, which may sort of, it may be too soon to do that. So the solution may be to sort of keep in looser touch with them so that you have the sense that you've moved emotionally beyond your marriage. Because if not, obviously, sort of being around them and feeling like, you know, remembering all the time you spent together and the times he was with you,
mm-hmm.
could sort of, it sounds to me, it could certainly re-energize those feelings. But the issue is it can't create them. So I would argue as a psychologist, which we basically know I am, is that you haven't moved on, that what you've done is kind of walled them away, which isn't to say that 10 years from now that seeing your sister-in-law or talking about, you know, Christmas may not bring, you know, a little bit of a pinch there. But the idea is, to what extent? And if what you're feeling is right now that things are a little rawer than you'd like, you have two options. One is to not see the in-laws for a while, but the other is to recognize again that they don't create those feelings, they just, I think, unmask them. And so the issue is maybe they're not as put to bed as I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you hear me sort of, you know, I'm sort of moving in both directions because I think that our emotions are, you know, we think of them as being an on-off switch, and it's not. It's a gradient. So maybe that staying away from your in-laws for a while would make it easier to deal with these feelings, but I would argue that the feelings aren't really resolved at this moment. And how long were you in the relationship?
10 years.
Well, I mean, 10 years versus two is not, you know, it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
It just may take longer, and there may be a part of you that has really not given up on the marriage, and so seeing them sort of makes that hope, it kind of... it kind of nurtures that hope. And the question is that useful or not useful? And only you can answer that. Does that mean that I really need to be back in touch with him and sort of negotiate this stuff? Or is it, I mean,
No, I've accepted the fact that he's made this choice.
The question is, has he made it forever?
I believe he has.
Okay.
I believe he has. And now I'm just very, very angry, you know, that...
Well, why would you be angry? I could understand you being sad. I could understand you being, I guess, mostly sad, but angry. I mean, being angry with people for who they are seems to me kind of a waste of energy. You can be sad, but the sadness isn't really for them. It's for you of, gee, I wish it could have been different. But sort of, it's kind of like railing your hands at the heavens.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point? It's, you know, and maybe it's one of the sort of stages of grief that you need to go through. As you know, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross spent a lot of time talking about the stages of death and dying. But to a certain extent, the death of a relationship is a death of a fantasy. And so I think we do go through those same things of negotiation and anger until we get to acceptance. And it sounds like you're still kind of stuck a little bit in anger.
Right, you might be right.
Yeah, so maybe the next step is to say, what if I, you know, what exactly am I angry at? Am I angry because of myself, because I hung in too long? Am I angry at him for not being the person I want him to be? And what do my expectations have to do with his behavior? And is there some, you know, it sounds like you were in denial, actually,
right,
and then got to anger. And hopefully you don't have to go through the bargaining and you can get, you know, pretty close to acceptance that says, he did the best he could with what he had. It just wasn't enough. And while I'm sad about it, there's no sense, you know, the joke is, you know, when an elephant flies, you don't ask how long he was up. The miracle is an elephant flew. So, I mean, if this is a guy who tried for sobriety and failed at it, the issue is not that he failed, but that he at least tried, and that's his problem, not yours.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe there needs to be a little bit more negotiation going on here with yourself.
Right.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, folks, look, if nothing else, this phone call should have helped you to look at the fact that we're not responsible for our feelings, right? They're going to happen. And while I can argue that feeling angry is misplaced, and that it may be, because it's easier to feel angry at somebody. The thing about anger is that it has its own energy supply behind it, right? If you're angry, that you don't have to worry about where the energy is going to come from. It's inherent. It carries its own sort of battery pack with it, right? But and I'm convinced that the other side of anger is quite often sadness or disappointment, and they're just opposite sides of exactly the same emotion. And half the world's population, or maybe not half, but some of the world's population, when they have that sense of disappointment, responds with disappointment and sadness of, oh, I can't believe you do this. And the other half responds with, what do you think you're doing here? But they're the same response, aren't they? Or to the same stimulus, which is disappointment. So understand that you're not responsible for those feelings. That she's not, it's not that she's wrong to feel angry. It's that it's very likely that the anger is an easier emotion for her to deal with than this sense of disappointment and sadness, just for her personality, for whatever the relationship is for her. And so what we all need to do is, number one, understand we're not responsible for our feelings, but we are responsible for our behavior. So if we can trace back where our feelings came from, why they came, then we're going to be much more capable of figuring out what behavior seems appropriate. And also making sure that the behavior that we're experiencing is the first response, not the second response, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guy? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're just talking about the fact that some of the world responds to disappointment with anger and some respond with sadness. But they're really, the trigger for both, the catalyst for both, is the disappointment. And traditionally, even though obviously the caller was a woman, it doesn't break exactly along sexual lines, but it does. It's probably more personality than sexual. But if you think about it, when's the last time you saw a man who said, I'm really feeling sad about that, right? Men tend to, because it's societally supported, and because it also is a way of distancing yourself from, that anger has, you know, anger has a bad rep, but it is a useful emotion, just because it really does have its energy, and that energy can move you away from whatever the sadness is. Because sadness is going to feel much more personal, right? Much more close to the bone, much more vulnerable. So traditionally, women tend to do the, I can't believe you did this, I thought you loved me, I gave birth to you, the whiny kind of thing. And men tend to go, ah. All right, so that it's, and again, you know, I have to fudge that a little bit. But we had asked how men and women act differently. And because that was another story that we did that men do, I guess part of it was the subway thing about men sitting, you know, with their knees apart, you know, as wide apart as they possibly could, and women with their knees together. Although I did come up with a better explanation, I thought, that was more biologically and physiologically balanced than just saying that men were being thuggish. I don't think men act thuggish intentionally most of the time. All right, so let's see what men and women act, how they act differently in terms of our Facebookers.
Okay.
Okay, go, Trev. Like, for example, men answer questions when their female host says, okay, Trev, go. Sometimes.
Well, I was busy sitting here thinking, well, what's my response? You always ask.
Well, that's you're right, because I'm always saying to the guys, okay, what about you? All right, yeah. So I was going to give you a chance to listen to everybody else's before I put you on the spot.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a response you want to share to begin with?
Well, yeah, I think that,
okay,
well, because this specific example that we put up kind of was behavior in public, and I thought about, you know, I feel like women, when they're in public, are constantly under scrutiny by men, it seems. And
yep.
I think they have, I don't know if, I can't really think of a tangible kind of example that, you know, how they behave differently, but they're always getting looks or calls or things that, you know, unrequited attention from the opposite sex in public.
But, I mean, I think you're right. You know, I'll just give you kind of a stupid example that actually absolutely makes your point, I think, for you. It's been very hot around here for the last couple of weeks. And I figure the summer's drawing to a close. I get hot very easily. I mean, I'm always too warm. So I've been wearing sundresses because they're cool. Shorts are okay. But shorts basically, by definition, mean there's something at your waist, and most of my sundresses don't. They don't have anything at your waist. So they're the coolest thing to wear because they don't touch your body very much. But it occurred to me yesterday as I wandered out, and one of the guys said, wow, that maybe there was a little too much me showing yesterday. And, you know, I thought about going back and changing. And then I had this argument with myself as I'm walking to the train, which is, look, I don't dress at a particular age. I just dress in whatever's comfortable for me. But I was one of those kinds of things. I don't think that there's any man that I know that would sort of have this argument with himself when he was leaving the house about, is this okay? I mean, I know guys who've shown up in the most incredibly inappropriate things, and without a second thought, and they're not self-conscious about it. And even if I actually was out walking around with somebody who, we went to a street fair, and four or five different vendors at the street fair said to him, you're not appropriately dressed to be with her. And I didn't say anything. And, you know, it just rolled right off his back. He didn't care at all. As opposed to if anybody said that to a woman, I think she would just be in a puddle. Oh, my God. Oh, my. So, you know, I agree with you. I think that women feel that we're always under scrutiny no matter what we do, that we're too conservatively dressed, we're dressed too sexily, we're dressed inappropriately, it's too short, it's too long, it's too tight, it's too loose, it shows too much, it doesn't show enough. I agree with you. All right, let's see what else other people have said.
Yeah,
good perception, Trev.
Oh, thank you.
It was worth the wait.
Good, I'm glad. All right. Janet says, ooh, man-spreading.
Yeah.
That's what that's.
But you know what? I think what that is, here's what I came up with, and it sounds tacky, but I'm sitting there thinking, you know, it's not like me to be sort of anti-anybody. And I thought, you know what? These guys have different physiological issues. Let's just put it that way, all right? Women, we've been taught since we've been children to sit with our knees together, right? That, and guys, I think, because of the, how do I put this gently? The family jewels sort of want everything to breathe. And so they sort of sit spread, and we sit close together. And that's what I decided in a moment of thinking, gee, I bet this is why guys do this. Because it was my picture on the subway, which I just took randomly one day, mm-hmm. surreptitiously, shows it without exception. And I thought, look, not all guys are thugs, and not all of them. So there's got to be a different reason. So I started looking for it. That's what I came up with. So there we go. I think the man spread may have to do more with the family jewels than anything else. Guys, you can Trevor, you can speak for all mankind at this moment.
Okay.
True or not true?
Well, you know, I think there's probably some truth to that. I think there may be some. The thing I thought was maybe just the height differences. You know, a lot of taller guys, got compacted legs, you know, somehow.
I don't think so. If you look, you know, you can look at the picture, and I think, I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure I buy it.
I agree with you. I've never sat with my knees together, and now that
I've never seen a man do that. And if a man even crosses his legs, people think, oh, he's gay. Right?
Yeah, maybe that is true. I think maybe you're right on that.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
There we go. All right, let's see what else we got.
Marquita says, let the overgeneralizations begin.
Well, I kind of backed off of mine, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Marquita, cut me a little slack here.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Debbie says, we are different. Why wouldn't we act different?
Well, yeah, but we're all, you know, carbon-based, oxygen-breathing life forms. So, you know, the question is, where are the differences and where are the similarities? Don't give me stuff like that. All right, what else we got?
Yeah. And finally, Matt says, we are built differently, therefore we sit differently.
See, I think I'm with Matt on that one. And, you know, that's where I got to in my moment of, this isn't like me to sort of view all men as being thuggish and taking up more than their fair share. Although there are a whole bunch of issues written about body language that suggest that that's exactly what men do. That they sit with their arms, you know, their elbows out, and they take up as much space as possible, saying this is my turf. But I think a much better explanation is what Matt and I came up with.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I think that when you see, like, for instance, the first picture there, the guy's got his legs crossed at the ankles, and it's, you know, he's trying to conserve space but stay comfortable. But some guys kind of go all out and just...
Well, and the more I watch it, I thought this can't be just thuggish guys, because you can't say 100% of men are thugs. You really can't. It's not fair.
Right, exactly.
So therefore, there has to be some other reason. So Matt and I came up with exactly the same thing completely independently. And I don't even have the same physiology. So there. So there, Marquita. Take that. 855-993-7567. Just taking you on, Marquita. I know you respond a lot, and I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.